Hey y'all, welcome back to another episode of Empowered AF with me, Joe Thomas. Today we have an amazing guest who I am so excited for everyone to get to hear, Miss London Rose, and she has just an amazing story of just breaking generational curses, overcoming so much that just I'll let her tell her story because I know I can just not do her justice. So welcome to the podcast. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm just glad to be here, glad to share the moment with you, and just glad to be on the podcast today.
Oh, I am so excited. So I want to just know, like, who is London Rose? Briefly just tell us a little bit about your journey, about who you are as a person.
London Rose, I'm just like a very strong person. I've been through a lot, and I'm just trying to help others get through what they're trying to get through and overcome their traumatic events and things that they've been through in life and that they can't overstep or can't like get through by themselves. So I kind of just help people with that. And like I was molested as a kid, so we talk about stuff like that and how people don't like to talk about it or how they feel like they're afraid to tell people that they were molested as a kid. Like overcoming being abandoned by my birth mom and her not being here for me as she should have been, and my boyfriend passing away last year and being shot in the head 3 times was kind of a lot for me as well. So London is strong.
I love that though. It's always so hard for everyone. People say, tell us about you. But when you really say, like, who are you? Like, what
You.
makes up you as a person? And I love that strong. Like, I could tell as soon as I kind of started reading some of your story that I truly think there's going to be someone who hears this podcast that is going to be like, wow, if she is still smiling and still working towards just bringing joy to people, bringing healing to people, like I can do the same thing. And so I'm excited to dive into your story. I just want everyone to know, we always let people know about a little trigger warning. There is a lot that is going on in the story. So if you're still in a space where maybe you're not ready to go down this path yet, it's totally okay if you come back to this episode later. But if you are in a space where you are ready to just heal and hear about a person who has just overcome so much and is still out here doing so much good in the community, because we will definitely touch on everything you're doing in the community as we talk to, definitely keep listening. I know you kind of shared a little bit already just about your personal journey of overcoming trauma, with the sexual assault, the molestation as a child, the loss of your boyfriend. So, talk to us just about how these experiences have shaped you and the perspective that's given you on life and kind of that journey, because that's a lot over a span of so many years to keep
Yeah,
healing.
it definitely is a lot. So, as a kid, I kind of just leaned on my friends a lot. I didn't really have family, or I didn't really like to talk to them about my problems, and it was kind of hard talking to my birth mom. She kind of just swept everything underneath the rug, which I don't blame her for anything that I went through, because I don't know what she went through as a kid. So, it could have been something that she went through as a kid, and then it just carried on as a generational curse. So I try not to blame her for anything that I went through as a kid, as a child. I kind of just really like after my boyfriend passed away, I kind of wanted to shape my life more with God and like bring myself closer within him. So praying more and like being around people that are really genuine and that really care about me has really helped and molded me into the person that I am today. But like just the close ones, like his family and the ones that stuck by me through that transition that I went through last year,
I
that kind
think,
of helped.
yeah. And oh gosh, when you just said that you really try not to blame your birth mom because you don't know what she went through, like, holy cow, like, that almost made me cry because that is just so powerful. And I think that statement alone right there is going to be a big aha moment for a lot of people because We always hear our parents are supposed to protect us. They're supposed to protect us. But like, we don't know their story. And a lot of healing is such a new thing. People don't understand that. Like, healing was not something our parents did back in the day. You did not talk about what happened. Everything was taboo. And so, like, how did you get to that point of being able to say that for your birth mom? Because obviously there's some other trauma and things associated with her, but that is a huge healing moment too.
2 years ago, I had actually slit my wrist maybe over 40 times. I was at an end point to where I didn't want to be here. I made the decision. I got in a tub. I slit my wrist and I slit my legs, and I just let myself bleed out until I woke up in the hospital. And then I knew that she was kind of a big trigger for me. And it was around Thanksgiving, actually. And we were supposed to be doing our first Thanksgiving as a family. I couldn't actually do it. It was just too much for me. And my anxiety rose up. And then it was just like, I can't be around her. I don't want to be around my family. I just don't want to be here at all. So at that point, I knew I was giving her too much power over my life. So when you give somebody too much power over your life, it's just like, man, you can't give somebody that much power over your life when you're trying to live it, you know?
Yes.
So I had to choose to forgive her.
Wow. Like I'm already like we are like a couple minutes in. I'm already just like because there's so much wisdom in everything you're saying, and just to think that like just 2 years ago at Thanksgiving, you were where you were, and now here we are like what a day from Thanksgiving, and you are sharing your story. You're talking about all of this healing. And I hope that anyone hearing this, like healing, although it is a lifelong journey, it does not have to be 10 years down the road before you forgive someone. It doesn't have to be 20 years down the road. Like healing can literally happen. You can wake up and choose to say, you know what? This isn't how I want my story to end anymore. I love this. So obviously healing and growing. Just after so much like profound trauma, and I'm sure there's even more that we don't know. It's a lot. It's a complex process. It's a lot to go through. So, what are some of the strategies or resources like that have played such a significant journey in this? And I know you talked about your relationship with God. So, kind of talk a little bit over the last couple of years, someone who's maybe in a similar position or struggling to forgive in any of these situations, what advice can you kind of give them? What strategies has kind of helped you get through this?
I think it starts within you. So I feel like that you need to identify all the problems within you. You have to forgive yourself first before you try to forgive anybody, is how I feel like. That's what helped me. Like, I felt like I was struggling with the things that like I went through as a kid and how my mom boyfriend molested me, and I blamed myself for that for over the time and over the years, and I had to forgive myself for it before I can forgive anybody that took place in that tragic event when I was a kid. So I think it's more so like you heal within yourself first. Like, you forgive yourself first, and then you can start forgiving others. That's how I feel.
Do you have any advice for people when they are in the process of healing themselves? I know one thing I've talked about with people is literally writing themselves a letter to their younger self. What is something that kind of helped you in that process of just forgiving yourself? Was there any specific thing that happened or kind of over the course of time that you were able to do?
Yeah, I wrote myself actually. I wrote myself and then I wrote my first book. So those things kind of helped me in certain aspects, and then being closer to God, like I told you before. But like I said, yeah, write yourself a letter. Write yourself a letter, tell yourself how sorry you are, tell yourself the people that you want to forgive in that letter, and then just burn
There
it.
is so much power in burning. We did this at my retreat in August, and everyone thought it was going to be super easy. And then they were like crying around this fire pit because it was actually a grill. We didn't even have a fire pit. They're like, holy cow. I mean, there's just so much release in saying, like, I am going to just let this go. We hold so much inside and bottle so much up. I love that. So, Okay, we've talked a little bit about breaking some generational curses. I want you to kind of go in a little deeper with this if you're okay with that, because I know this is a huge part of your mission is being able to break that. And so I want you to share either some particular moments or practices that have kind of helped you break free from the negative patterns. And so also, I think this is so important to have this conversation too, because I think culturally, breaking generational curses looks so different. Like, my husband is a Black man, and when we talk about even the stigma around certain things within our different cultures, I think that plays into it too. And then you add in the fact that this was what, 15, 20 years ago, the generation from then to now is even so different. So kind of walk us through some of this and things that you talk about with people when you're walking them through breaking
Through.
generational curses.
So when I talk to people when they come to me, like they're ready to change their lives. My first thing is that you have to change your environment. You have to change your friends. You have to know like which friendships are good for you when you're going through this type of path. And that's a big step. Like if you don't break your old habits with your friends, you're going to continue to go through the same cycle. Like last year when my dude died, I went through a cycle to where I hung around people all the time. I was clubbing, I was drinking, I was just doing things that you would never particularly see me do, you know? And in order for me to break whatever it was that I was going through, I had to stop hanging around those certain people. And I had to like ask myself, is this something that I truly want to do? Is this something that I want to do and continue to do and be known for doing? When you want to break a curse, you have to ask yourself, like, am I ready for this? Like, it's a big step. It's definitely a big step. And then you have to look like, is this something that I can do? Like, could I like possibly like let go of people that I've been knowing my whole life just to be on a different path? And I think it's a great starter. Like, you have to be strong and be molded, and you definitely have to change the people you hang around. You have to go to certain things like events that are more positive, that are more like people that are more like have good energy, positive energy. I think that's mostly what I did was like I went to certain events with Demon and he was more positive. So I was like, yeah, I can do this. Like if he's positive, he's in the culture, the same culture that I am in, then it's possible. You know, we all go through our certain things. We all go through depression, anxiety, but sometimes you just can't let those certain things just take over your mind. You have to know, like, one of the things that I put in my head is, like, what do I want to be known for when I pass away? Like, what are people going to know me by? And they're going to know me for, like, changing their lives. They're going to know me for, like, stepping in and telling them, like, it's okay to go through this certain things. Because I go through things too, still at this age and point, like depression and anxiety, like not wanting to be around people. You just have to push yourself. If you're not pushing yourself, then you're going to continue to go through that same cycle. So that's how I feel.
I think that's so. One thing I talk about a lot in my group is just being self-aware, and
Yeah.
that so many people kind of want to just skip over that part of the healing journey and they want other people to say, I'm sorry, and all these things. But it's like you have to start with yourself first and know what are your true values, because a lot of our stress is because we're not living in alignment with our values. And so I think what you're saying is so on point. I tell people all the time, you gotta do a relationship inventory at the end of every year, okay? Like it is time to they're coming to the new year with you. It's so you are like the five people you hang around.
That part, you are right about that.
I love that. So tell us a little bit more about your book, because oh my gosh, writing a book, I don't even think people realize how healing it can be. I feel you. I did that this summer and it opened up so many things. I didn't think it was gonna open up for me, but yet allowed me to heal during that process.
So yeah, pushing for the finish line was more for me than what it's more for anybody else. It was like, okay, like I put like how it was losing someone so close to me and how like it kind of like triggered my life and helped me get to where I am now, but I still have my moments to where I'm sad and stuff about it. But you know, I talked about me being molested. How do you forgive people that do certain stuff to you like that? I talked about the things that me and my mom went through as growing up. I talked about like just forgiving people and basically forgiving yourself too, like I said, and just starting to try to do right in your life and take away the toxic traits and take away the same cycles that you continue to go through. And what's going to help you? It has affirmations, it has motivational quotes of the day. I think it's a really good book, actually. I got a lot of feedback on it, so I think it's really good, and I think that it will help certain people push forward to that finish line that they're trying to push to.
I love that. I love the title. You know, I feel like there's so much story just in the title of things. So like, where was there a specific thing that like inspired it? I know it's a lot about the journey, but I love that specific title.
I actually listen to a lot of Sarah Jakes podcast, and it was just like how she was just telling people like sometimes you just got to push towards what you're trying to get to. And I was like, that was kind of a touchy topic for me. And I was like, bingo, like pushing for the finish line. Like we all have to do that sometimes. Like we got, and then a lot of obstacles that stop us from pushing towards what we're trying to reach.
Yeah. I love that. You know, I always tell people, like, ask people where the book title came from, because I'm telling you can write a whole book and change the title 25 times or get to the end,
Yeah.
like, I still don't have a title. Like, and it just comes to you out of the blue. Oh, I love that. So obviously, I mean, your resilience and growth is just, I mean, a huge inspiration. I'm already like have things turning in my head of like ways I would love for you to be involved with some of the things I do. So I want you to give some advice to others who have experienced some of these similar traumas, you know, that are still struggling on that path. And maybe they're not quite to that healing part yet. Maybe they're sitting here saying, oh, I'm glad she did it, but like, I can't just forgive and forget. I can't just move on. What advice can you give people who are still in that part of the healing journey?
I've been there where I've listened to people or I've listened to podcasts and they'd be like, they'll say like how they got here. And I'll be like, man, I can't do that just because they're doing it. But then you have to sit back and you have to think like, do you want your life to stay in this same spot? Do you want to be mad for your whole entire life? Do you want to be mad at the world? Do you want to just feel bad all the time? You can't just want to feel bad all the time. Like life, you get to live one life. And that's it. Like once that life is over, it's gone. Like you can't get it back. It's just like you have to push towards that, and you have to do it for yourself, not for anybody else, or not for what I'm even saying. You have to do it for yourself. It all starts within you.
I think, you know, some just hearing what you've touched on, the legacy piece is so big for you. And, you know, that is something I have been also reflecting on a lot, because once your time is up, your time is up, you know,
Yeah.
and you can either just be another stone in the cemetery, which sounds, you know, horrible, but it is true, you know,
That's
or
true.
it's like, what impact do you make? And an impact doesn't even have to be on this grandiose scale. It's what impact are you making in your family, with towards your children, towards your future generations, you know?
You're right. If you don't have anybody, you don't have nobody that's counting on you, you don't have a wife, a boyfriend, a girlfriend, or whatever the case may be, you're doing it for yourself.
Yep.
No, you have to do it for yourself.
I love that. So tell people what all you're doing right now, because I know you're kind of working on a few different things, and where they can listen to you, where they can find you, where they can connect with you, because I know there are going to be people who connect with your story so much.
So I do have a scheduled one-on-ones. I have scheduled generational curses where we sit at a table, we make a plan, and we just start off from that plan. And I'm with you for that 6 months of that plan. I do like table talks where we just sit and talk about stuff that you want to talk about, and we film it and we just go from there. I do a lot. I'm doing a lot right now, actually. Kinda. I do. I just actually
That's awesome, though.
launched my Airbnb business, so that was kind of a yay for me. That's kind of really what I'm focusing on, though, like just myself and branding myself and stuff like that.
I love that. So tell us what hand where they can find you on the handles. We'll also link all of this in the show notes so they can grab a copy of
Okay.
your book, make sure they can follow you.
I got you. You can follow me on Facebook at London Rose. You can follow me on Instagram at London Rose. And that's my hashtag. Yeah, at London Rose. Everything is at London Rose.
Perfect. We'll definitely link all of that in, especially because I know you have a really pretty spelling of your name. So leave us with just a final message that you feel like kind of sums up everything we've been talking about and just whatever is on your heart.
When you feel like that you're at that real bad place in your life and it's real dark, just keep going. You have to know that it is going to be a light at the end of that very dark tunnel.
I love that so much. Oh, I am so thankful that you came on this podcast today. There were so many things that I'm like, oh my gosh, I wish I could sit here and take notes right now because you just have just so much wisdom. And I think there is so much to say for that in the healing journey that people go their whole life and can't get to a point that you mentioned 2 minutes into our podcast. So I appreciate you so much for hopping on here with me. And in case no one has told you, you are beautiful and loved. Don't forget, empowered voices really do make a difference. Make sure yours is being heard.